If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Rightstuff.biz. Hello, thank you for tuning in to the free edition of the Daily Shoah on the Rightstuff.biz. If you're hearing this message, it's because you're not subscribed, and we need you to change that. See, the Rightstuff.biz is 100% listener-funded. We have no sponsors, we have no mega-donors, we have no shadowy helicopter donors coming in and saving our ass. We need you to support us in our efforts to do these shows. So please navigate to therightstuff.biz/paywall. And follow the instructions, create an account, create an order. We sell subscriptions monthly, quarterly, twice yearly, and yearly. It's a little bit complicated because of the rampant censorship we've had to endure, so you'll have to pay with cryptocurrency, money orders by mail, e-checks, or you can navigate to my Odyssey channel, create an account on Odyssey, and you can pay me with your credit card. Thank you, and enjoy the first half of the show. Thank you. Oh, good Monday morning, everyone out there in racism land.
This is the good stuff, the right stuff.
The Jewish apocalypse.
I'm ready to do some extremely commonplace, like, radio hack talk show guy stuff. Are you guys ready? Can you believe this week it's Thanksgiving already? Where's the time gone? It feels like just yesterday was 4th of July. Or Halloween. Suddenly we're here. Before you know it's
coming. Yeah, it was just yesterday.
I decorated my house yesterday.
Wow.
Can you believe it's one day after Halloween and already we got Christmas decorations in the stores? It seems like it's earlier every year.
All I know is this week I get Friday off.
I think they actually pushed
and those
events
sales.
Lately.
How about those deals?
Yeah.
I feel like there were Halloween decorations available in July of last year and they waited till August this time.
Yeah, I saw some.
Halloween candy in the store. Like,
I saw Halloween, like big Halloween displays, like for your front yard and like Home Depot, super early or Lowe's, wherever the hell I was. Yeah. I remember. Thought it was strange, but yeah. I don't know. I got to look into the what the industry is saying because I know the retail industry is fucking shook about this year because everything started being Black Friday was like you got home from trick or treating Halloween night and it's like Black Friday deals beginning now. I was like,
it's like Black Week.
Yeah, Black Week.
It's the month of Black Friday.
Yeah,
it's like because like every day is Black Day in America.
Yeah, yeah. Where is the?
You just call it Nigger Friday and see if that boosts sales.
That's good.
Actually, there's something I need to probably purchase this year for Black Friday.
That's so Black Friday. You could probably get it now. Like, if you need something, it's already on sale. Like, for Black Friday is going to be nothing. Like, you can't have a Black Friday in the age of Amazon. Like, you go to a fucking store where they're like, they can't really guarantee that people are going to show up because everyone can just order shit online. Like, what are you going to stock your store with, like, doorbusters that don't go anywhere? And then what do you do, like, on Cyber Monday? When all your doorbusters are still there because no one goes shopping anymore, you know?
Well, there's just there's no more Black Friday and Cyber Monday. It's just Cyber November. Every day is Cyber
Day. We're just cybering.
We're always constantly doing cyber. That doesn't even sound like off to people younger than us because that was briefly, there was like a period of like 1 or 2 years where that was a term for like sexting online.
Yeah,
cyber.
You want to?
Well, I don't think it lasted.
Not really. No, I don't want to cyber.
Yeah, and then it was replaced by teledildonics.
Wow, I never got into that field. That sounds.
You don't remember when we? You don't remember the teledildonics? You're pretending as if this is something new. I brought this up on the show several times.
I don't remember.
This is a word for like. It's a word for like.
Oh, I get it. It was an etymology. What do you call that? Like, I can.
Yeah. You use your words. Use your roots. Your Greek roots. Greek and Latin roots.
I was gonna say it sounds Macedonian.
It's like you control the dildo from the internet for the other person somewhere else, right?
Why not? Boy, this conversation took a turn from well, where's the time going, folks? To dildonics. You have an app.
This is exactly what mainstream Hack Talk Radio would do, though. It would immediately go from that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you know, I got the Teledildonic setup on sale for Black Friday. Anyway.
I feel like I've got like a small cold or something, but it's been mostly squashed by my immune system.
Wow. Okay, that's another commonplace thing that happens during the autumn.
Just two more weeks till you collapse from your compromised immune system thanks to the COVID bioweapon.
Yeah,
I thought it was the vaccine.
No, it's both. Everything. It's all bioweapon. Oh. Even though germs don't real, but bioweapons do.
Oh, man. That reminds
when
me.
We were doing the...
I got some content.
When we had those guys that were doing like the live stream of the protests in Nashville on Saturday, there was a hockey game that got out at the hockey arena, like while they were doing it. And right when those people came out, like the stream just kept like crapping out because the number of people's phones walking through the area and the data usage.
Yeah.
And I was like, basically I had to apologize. I was in the comments. I was like, yeah, I'm assuming all these people are now just all getting COVID from 5G towers. So like we can't, like the stream is just crapping out. Like the 5G towers is just giving everyone in the area COVID. And so I'm sorry, the stream has just completely died. Anyway, that was good. Yeah. That was a good protest. They were out there to talk about the tranny shooter manifesto and the cover up that's going on, because right now there's an investigation.
Wasn't done wasting Nashville everyone's
by the
time
mayor.
Yet.
What's that?
It wasn't done wasting everyone's time yet.
Oh, okay. Sorry. You continue to waste time. What else do you have?
Well,
I was just going over what the purpose of it was.
All right, here on the show. Go ahead.
Okay, so we're all over the place.
McNabb doesn't know it, but I was conspiring to make Mike mad this morning on the show. I was going to talk about my, like,
you can't make me mad anymore.
Yes, I can. Watch.
Now you're immune.
I'm all ears.
Now, immunized. Well,
go on.
Well, since like going with you, like, well, I can't believe where time went. Where's it all going? It's going so fast. Like, I'm still watching spooky Halloween movies because I just didn't have enough time. It just blew by, and I watched most of the Vvvvvvitch last night. Mm-hmm. The witch was that. Is that what's the guy's name? Like Eggers. Something Neggers?
Robert Eggers.
That is like the creeping Puritanism horror movie where like these Puritans think they're more pure than the plantations, so they get expelled. They don't like did they say what his crime is?
How old is this movie?
2015.
No, they don't really specify. I mean, I just assume that he was some kind of Anglo heresy. Who knows?
Yeah, it's some kind of like they have some kind of purity spiral about worshiping God correctly, and so this results in him happily uprooting his family from the collective town or plantation, as they call it, and he just goes out in the woods and starts his own little fucking existence. And he's got this Negro goat, Black Phillip. It's like fucking with his kids.
Yep.
And just basically like one by one. I mean, spoiler alert, you know, one by one, like the witch in the woods just like picks his kids off, just like fucking she like steals the infant, then his tween son gets lured out there. And I was just like, this is interesting how like you're just near the woods, you're not supposed to go in the woods. Like it's actually like a commandment from God not to go in the woods. Am I getting that right, McNabb? Because at one point his wife is like, you went into the woods, you broke God's law. I was like, God says we can't go in the woods now? But
no, I can interpret the woods as just being sort of like a primal horror aspect of it. It's like the woods is a scary fucking place if you're in like the 17th century.
Yeah.
Or before
or
that.
Or whenever it was.
And these people have no idea.
The woods.
But yeah. Oh, go ahead. Before I make the turn.
The idea of the woods is like in European tradition as well, even pagan stuff, does have this aspect of being a place of kind of uncontrolled nature and fear and danger, and that there are often the idea that there is something lurking in there, whether it be a witch or some kind of spirit or something that's dangerous. So in the sort of European folk imagination, I think the woods always, there's this aspect of it to that of like, we have a town and we are basically a small little town, a small little community of people who are sort of the frontier of like a civilized idea, and the woods are like right up against us, and they represent right. our descent back into
right.
the chaos of pre-civilized man and all that stuff. Or we go into all this crap,
yeah, because in America, psychological,
whatever the hell you want.
The woods, it's a land parcel. It belongs to somebody. They've settled it. But in this era, the woods was not owned by anybody. It was just a dark place.
But in this era,
sometimes it was.
In this era, want like your children to get picked off one by one and perhaps return with all of their clothing and belongings missing, it's not the woods, it's the hood. You want to stay out of the hood. It's like
it's like you broke God's law.
Yeah. The modern day horror film is like you were playing with the baby too close to MLK Jr. Boulevard, and right. so one of them came and snatched it up.
You should have been in the woods.
But instead you were near the hood. And this other kid,
the woods now are better because the uncivilized stuff is in the city itself.
The other kid runs off into the wood. He runs into the hood with his sister,
right?
To try to do like I guess they were. I don't know if they were going to do a drug deal. They were trying to sell something. Like you're trying to solve like the food desert in the hood. So you're in the woods with your horse, and you get lured off by a nigga out there, and then you start like drilling oil. Poor Caleb, and then he gets he's seduced by some black mammy, and then he just returns in the middle of the night. He just staggers out of the hood with no clothes on, and all his belongings are gone. He barely survived. You're lucky. And then a few days later, he just dies of like hood sickness. He got the HIV probably or something. And,
yeah, like gonorrhea or HIV, syphilis, like anything like that.
And
your
two lovely like white twin, the two twins, like suddenly they've been cavorting with your black goat, who's just Black Philip is just nigger Philip in the new version.
Yeah, he's a nigger.
And suddenly they're like speaking in tongues and chanting weird shit, and you can't get anywhere. Right. You can't get a word in edge eyes with them anymore.
Because,
you have no idea what's going on.
They're on that. They start smoking wet.
Yeah.
With
yeah,
Philip,
yeah.
And they start
probably.
Hallucinating and just babbling with crazy shit. Right.
And then you turn around and you blame your oldest white daughter for you did this. It's like no, I'm not the one that went into the hood, Dad.
This happens because Dad is committing the heresy of watching college football. And so therefore he's like worshiping niggers and like that's a heresy. And
well,
so
he's
what
the one that brought,
he's okay.
He's the one that brought Black Philip into the nigger Philip is
right.
in his pen. Like, why'd you buy Black Philip?
Right.
None of this would happen.
Right. It's like adopting a black child because you want him to play football on the local sports franchise. And then suddenly this starts happening. Yeah. This all works.
Yeah.
They're
like a pit bull or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
And instead of the witch,
it's not the Black Philip. It's how you raised him.
This movie can be called like the Biatch. Instead of like the witch or something, I don't know. I'm trying to think.
The bitch, the
like
I
sup
don't know.
Bitch. Like,
you call it sup witch?
It's a fantastic film. I love the witch. It's one of my favorites.
I've never seen it, but I remember when people were talking about it.
I just can't.
It's a period piece.
Really hard to understand what they're saying because the dialogue is very period correct. So it's
put
just like
the subtitles on.
That doesn't help.
Oh,
that
boy,
is
the
like
subtitle argument
you put
here,
the subtitle up, and it's just like reading a really old book. Like I still don't know. I still have to go over it three. Oh, okay. I understand this syntax and this fucking weird shit they're saying.
They have a trend. Do they have a translation?
That's what
Why
they need. It needs to be dubbed. They need to dub it into like hood speak, so I understand what the fuck is going on.
They gotta dub it into like Zoomer or something. Like,
just, like dub it into like X or Slacker. Like, don't go in the woods. Stay out of the woods.
Oh, God, it's Black Phillip's fault.
Yeah.
No cap.
For real.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's, like, some shit they were saying. I'm like, I get the... I guess basically, just by watching, I get the gist of what's going on because I'm not autistic. I get the, like, the emotional cues that in the face and the tone of voice. Like, okay. All right, I think she's a witch now. I get it. Okay. She's not
a
witch,
though.
You
know, the thing about Zoomer speak, we said this before, Zoomer speak is just nigger speak because, frankly, a lot of the Zoomer speak is stuff that, like, just you wouldn't say if you were white in, like, 1990, but, like, niggers would say. Like, say, like, on God, that's something new about that. Niggers, you say that all the fucking time.
On God.
Yeah. Yo, on God, for real, y'all. Like, that is nigger shit. Like, that is how niggers would talk. The no cap thing, even that isn't particularly
new. I had never heard that before, but to hear that was like
I didn't really hear it as much, but I definitely heard on God and for real, like that shit is not particularly
well. For real, is just something niggers always said. Yeah, for real,
yeah,
for real.
And they would always say word, like word is born and on God. Zoomers need to start saying word is born like that. They should start saying that because that's like seems like the kind of thing they'd be interested in.
I hate that shit.
Yeah, I don't know if niggers say word is born anymore though, but like. Word is another thing. Like, even I say word. I hate to say it. Just to mean, like, I agree with you
word.
Or yes, I understand.
I only say that ironically.
I just like word.
Ironically.
I started saying it ironically like 20 years ago. Now I just say it. But I guess that's how that always happens, right?
So
I've
got to finish The Witch. I didn't finish it. It felt like there was going to be another action lull, and it was going to go another.
Too scared?
No, I just wanted to go to sleep, and it wasn't that good. So, I was like, and I thought of all the hood jokes. I was like, "All right, we can tap out now."
Man who says he doesn't understand the dialogue claims the movie isn't good. News at 11.
I didn't say it was good. It's just like, it's a new horror movie, so it kind of sucks. Like, movies that are new are going to suck. Movies that are horror already always suck. So you have a new
genre.
What's with these Tradlarpers in this movie? Like, they're just dressing like peasants. That's the thing.
Yes, yes. So watching them be period correct and like looking at his piles of like corn that were rotting and like maybe like this whole like Jesus thing. So these people all believe that after they died, they were going to go to paradise is because this fucking sucks. It's like, can you imagine having to do all that shit he's doing?
Yeah,
like,
no, that's what it
that's
was.
That's fucking imagine horrible.
Getting along with your community and being kicked out of it. In
oh,
this
my
kind of
God.
And
being, like, so cantankerous that, like over some Bible shit.
You know what
movie? Like, maybe you should just get along so you don't fucking starve to death during the winter, man.
They need so
to
is make, this the witch here with the tits?
I don't remember any tits.
I'm seeing someone with, like, a corset and, like, cleavage.
I saw that. Yeah, that's
and like a red hood.
Yeah, that's the, but that's like an illusion. I think she's an old, like, nasty fucking boomer lady. But
hey, you're still listening to only half the content? I don't know if I could do that. And I would say to myself, man, this Svenpai guy is making good content. I love this. I can't take any more free riding. I don't know what I'm gonna do. What am I gonna do? I'm Svenpai's top guy. What am I gonna do? Seven Sun chose me to get a subscription. Whoa, Sven needs me? Okay, I'll do it. I'm going to bat for you, Sven. I'm going to therightstuff.biz/paywall, Sven.
I want to see, like, the side... I want to see, like, the streaming series of... I want to watch them, like, build the fucking house that they built. Like, because it just cuts from their thrown out of the community to, like, where they're all set up and, like, all their corn. I was like, well, how'd they make that house, though? Did they, like, get a pallet of sheetrock delivered somewhere and then just started fucking hammering that, like, holy shit. These guys are all set up pretty fast. It's just the seven of them are. How were there six kids, five
so
kids?
Here's my question: does a witch actually have like supernatural powers, or is it like,
mm-hmm. yeah,
is it like just their idea of it? It's just an old
this
lady.
This movie is very explicit from the opening scenes that there is something supernatural happening. It doesn't.
Yeah,
fuck
it's
around.
Not. It's not like a Scooby-Doo episode. Like they're doing supernatural powers.
It's basically like, what if all of the historical ideas about witchcraft were actually true?
It's pretty sick.
Like, what if all that stuff, because it is based on a lot of historical research, like what if this were true?
The problem with it is it's an A24 film, and that recent bit Sam did about is like, it's basically like this movie is like white people would be scary though.
Yeah, Sam Hyde's bit on the A24 film
because it seems like
pretty good.
You get this They're like because you get this because you Jewish. Get this oppressive feeling. You get that it's a very Jewish movie studio, which is why you get this oppressive feeling like that these white folk are so crazy and superstitious and realize that they're getting what they deserved out of something. Like there's something wrong here. Like you really are just like sinners, you crazy ass Christian people, you fucking weirdo, like nobody's just trying to farm and make your way, like, you know?
I didn't get that vibe at all from that.
Really?
I've seen it a lot of times. In fact, the more I watch it, the more I'm like, it's just an Anglo story. This cantankerous guy had some sort of religious, like, quibble or something that doesn't fucking matter.
No film made in the modern age is just the story. There's always a subtext. And I got that creeping vibe of like, look at these dumb fuckers, look what they're getting themselves into. Look at this religious nut. This is just like, this guy would have voted for Trump if he was alive in 2016. So would his kids. They'd be only wearing red hats.
It's way more layered than that. There's a whole piece of dialogue which you probably couldn't understand or miss completely. Where the
maybe he should have had him say it
in
English.
In
oh, shit. I wish I was at home in England. I understood that.
Where we had glass windows. Or the windows made of actual glass. Instead, here we are in this new frontier. Surrounded by God knows what.
Here we are.
Reason.
You know,
I'm like, yes, should have stayed in England.
Here
yes,
we are.
Absolutely.
Like, and I'm going to dovetail that with something else I saw. I was recommended on YouTube a video that was a Thomas Sowell video, and it was just reading. And it was just him reading an excerpt from one of his books. And it's like, I'm sorry that we're here, and our daughter, all of our children, are being killed by this witch. We have to be part of the fur trading company that makes sure all these Indians get liquor and firearms. So they can totally not be a problem anytime later. It's like, oh, look at these savages that are constantly warring with each other with fucking sharpened rocks. Let's give them booze and let's give them muskets. Ah, they're never gonna shoot at us. Oh, that was funny. He was talking about the different tribes and areas and where the French would go and the middle. He was talking about because Thomas Sowell is obsessed with like middleman minorities, like the middleman Indian tribes that would they would get the fur from this tribe and then they would take the furs to like the European trading outposts and that's how they would get guns and stuff and liquor in exchange for.
Yeah.
In exchange but for the furs. It was interesting.
I vociferously agree with Jesse that all movies have a subtext. And this is actually one of the reasons I can't enjoy them anymore because I see it immediately. And yeah, and I agree with Sam, this thing, the Sam Hyde thing he did on A24 Studios, how it's basically a bunch of Jews just making movies about how dumb and stupid white people are.
No, it's usually about how scary they are. It's about how creepy, like
scary or like kind like, of, yeah, like
they
like,
film, they have a way of taking a white family in whatever time period they're working in. And they're totally engaged in something completely banal, fucking, what it could be something that's traditional, just anything. And they have this way of making it seem like it's foreboding or it's sinister underneath. And that's what you're supposed to feel. Because these are fucking
like Midsommar
Jews.
Was also them yes. too, right?
And that was like basically like over the top. Like, there's like, I don't know.
Like literally if there's white people that look like they're dressed for like a spring festival, they're just going to like murder you.
Yeah.
Basically, and yeah, this is of course David Katz and David Finkel. Yeah.
There's somebody
the,
wearing a
two guys
if there's,
in charge of this.
And the truth is, if you see somebody with like curly, not even curly forelocks and fucking small hats, they usually don't even have the.
They're not gonna be Jews in any of these things. They
but I just mean if you, but I mean in real life, the actuality, if you see people that are Jewish, you have to watch out because they might just like bomb your hospitals with everyone.
That's also,
in it.
I think that that's also truth. What the witch is.
The Jew.
I think the witch is like, don't go in the woods, is because on the other side of the woods is like the shtetl. And that's where they like eat children and suck their blood. I am convinced.
Caleb found the command and control center in the middle of the woods there, and unfortunately,
the command
paid
and control
for it.
Center. That was what that house was.
Poor but Caleb.
No, like for sure, absolutely.
I just wanted apples
no question,
from the valley.
For sure, the vampire is a Jew. Like the European folk legend of the vampire is a Jew. Okay, and we talked about how in that old Dracula movie from like the '20s. Dracula has like a six-sided star
Don't
pendant, and there's argument over whether that's actually a Star of David or not.
It's
I
not.
Know, I know, I know it's not according
I'm team,
to
I'm
the
team
some,
Borzoi
but
on that.
Still the symbolism of it, I can't escape. And so when I see people talk about that, I let it go. I don't. That's there's some things I don't need to correct, and I don't even remember what the argument is because to me I'm like, I'm just gonna go with it. Like I don't really, you know, maybe it's some other thing, but I don't care. It looks like a Star of David to me, and that's a Jew, and that's fine. But yes, but there is no question that the vampire is a Jew, and that the goblin banker is a Jew, and that like all of these,
banker,
like many
sure.
of these things, I would even say a witch is a Jew. Maybe witches are they're like yentas or something. You know, I don't know. Like we could probably justify that. But yeah, we do know that the blood libels that Jews talk about from the Middle Ages. Simon of Trent and all that stuff, that these were real, and Ariel Toaff's book, Blood Passover, actually does talk about Jews using, like, historical evidence. And this is a guy who was an actual scholar, and it was a book that was scholarly researched and actually contained historical evidence of Jews in Europe using Gentile blood, oftentimes that they would pay for, and they would actually take it from, like, impoverished single moms. And yes, they did have single moms back then because husbands would sometimes die, and they would actually get them around Passover to donate their blood, and the Jews would pay for it. And there are even these are some old medieval tapestries and illuminated manuscripts or things like this showing a Jew buying a blood from a poor woman, and then the townspeople going to beat the shit out of that Jew because this practice outraged them. There are actual images of this in that you can see. And so this is something that happened. Now, Simon of Trent, the legend is that they captured him, murdered him, drained his blood, and then an actual rabbi was caught trying to hide his body. That's all true, too. I don't know that they always did that, but they definitely used blood, Gentile blood, in their rituals. They would dry it out, they would turn it to powder, and they would crush that up, and they would bake that into their matzah for Passover.
This is all just, so, yeah. Just totally made up tropes that no one would ever believe.
No, it's absolutely real. Like Ariel Tope's book, he had to like.
Listen, it's really like. Listen, it's totally. It is imperative that we remain like close allies with their world domination homeland project, and that we defend them from attack. It's imperative.
I don't know. I think you can still get it from Thomas Dalton, the Blood Passover book. I'm not sure. I bought it from him a few years ago from his website. See if you can find it. He republished because there was two editions that came out. The first edition, which was like, you know, immediately the Jewish, and this guy's a Jew, just so everyone understands. Ariel Tope is an Israeli Jew, the one that wrote this book. And there's one edition of it that is, and he had to go into hiding after he came out with the book. So he came out with a book about Blood Passover. It was like considered way too extreme. So they took it off the shelves like the day it came out because it was causing an uproar. He republished it after editing it to make it like less extreme. And then they also just took that off the shelf. And then this guy went into hiding. Dalton got his hands on the original. It's in Italian. The original version is in Italian. He got his hands on the original Italian translated into English of the very first edition. And now you can get it. So it's a good book. I recommend it. It's a very interesting book. But yeah. Anyway. What else we got? Well, actually, I did want to just finish up real quick about the protests and the tranny thing. So the whole point of that was that as we all know, we did talk about when the manifesto was released, when Crowder put some of it out. Subsequent to that, it turns out that just died.
Like, where is that now?
Well, it died. Yeah. It was suppressed. And subsequent to that, it turns out like they had put 7 officers from the Nashville Metropolitan Police on leave. And the mayor and the police chief, and the police chief of Nashville, as you can probably guess, is black. And there was recently a scandal there where his son, and this happens with a lot of police chiefs, a lot of these black police chiefs, their kids are still niggers. His son was basically gangbanging and committing crimes and was like arrested for like doing a bunch of crime, gangbanging crimes recently while he, you know, so that's just always going to happen. In any case, they put 7 cops from the department on leave. And there's even a rumor, although we don't know, that 4 of those 7 cops put on leave were actually black. And there's a rumor going around that there might have been money exchanged hands. Like somebody may have paid for these. Like Crowder might have actually bought these, paid the leaker for these. I don't know if that's true. I just know that that's what Carson told me was a rumor going around that 4 of the 7 officers on leave are black and there might be some issue with somebody actually bought these pages. But I don't blame Crowder for that. But it's also like, guys also noticed that when people were talking about the protests on Reddit and things like that, if you were on Reddit and you brought up the manifesto and what was in it, like your shit would get banned like right away. Like people that were, cause there was people on Reddit, they were like, oh my God, what's happening? What is this protest? And so our guys would go in there and jump in and start putting what it was about in there, and like mods would just like immediately delete it. If you mentioned that the shooter was trans, if you mentioned that the shooter had a manifesto, and if you mentioned that the shooter targeted white children, all of which are factually true things, okay? You don't have to be politically like us to say these things. These are facts. These are all proven facts. If you simply stated these facts, your shit would get banned. So that is part of why this whole thing has been dropped. There is a massive effort, and social media companies and such are colluding with this to not tell people that any of these things are real. I'm pretty sure on Twitter you could probably get away with talking about it, but again, the right wing on Twitter is like just from one thing to the next, from the next to the next. They're just like, they're herded. They're not directing a conversation. They're just being herded from one thing to the next, right? So even what they're claiming they're doing by being on there, they're not. They're just, you know, because why aren't you pressing on an issue? Why aren't you forcing an issue into the discussion constantly? You're, anyway, whatever. be that as it may. That was the deal with that. So what are you looking at? What are you frowning? You're frowning at something.
Very wise.
Oh, yeah, it would make me frown too.
Yeah, I wasn't planning on bringing it forward. I was just kind of.
Anyway.
I mean, we can, but whatever.
Yeah, the tangent I had to do those.
We don't have to do it. I'm just kind of curious what exactly is. We don't have to talk about it. I'll probably start me off on something if you tell me those.
No, she's giving a little speech. It's not doing any good. But go ahead, Alex. What's your tangent? Yeah, probably.
I was just going to say we'd like to address our audience's concerns. And a listener had asked what the use for anal nitrate was.
Oh,
like,
come on.
For medicine. And actually,
is
anal
it amyl nitrate? Thank you.
Isn't amyl nitrate?
No. It's technically called anal nitrate. That's what I learned. You use anal nitrate to cure, get this, cyanide poisoning. And there, you've got your little boofing kit for your anal nitrate.
I hope that answers
your question. Hyperborea Dad.
Wrong guy. Hi, Mike. I am so unhappy right now. Cyanide
antidotes.
That is the
medical use.
So it says sodium nitrate injection. Well, there you go.
Are you actually supposed to boof it?
What's an ampule? That sounds gross. 12 ampules. Like,
I'm pretty sure that you put it up your butt. I mean, it's called anal nitrate, right?
Anal nitrate.
I think an ampule,
no, it says inhalants. It's
you,
a
like,
popper.
Crack open and sniff.
It's literally an amyl nitrate popper. That's how the fags use it, according to, what was that movie I saw? Hannibal. I remember that scene when Hannibal Lecter kills.
God damn it! You guys actually have it correct. Yes, that is exactly how I use it.
When Hannibal Lecter kills Gary Oldman's character, he's like, "Do you want a papa?" And he like, goes, and then he goes forth like cutting his own face off and feeding it to the dogs. Pretty sick movie. Good book though.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm back again. Please, you've made it this far into the show and you still haven't shut this version of it off, deleted the file in anger, and gone over to therightstuff.biz/paywall to create a subscription and get rid of this nonsense. Please do so. We'll both be happier for it. Okay.
So the amyl nitrate, like, put this guy out enough that he could cut his face off?
I mean, it's like, what's the word for it? Is it a hallucinogen? Like, what is the deal with that stuff? Like,
it's a depressant.
It's also just a stupid book and a stupid movie.
But right.
Like the story is, what's Mason Verger? That's the name of the character. Hannibal Lecter goes to his place for what he believes is like a sexual liaison, and the guy gets all drugged up, and Lecter like convinces him to like start slicing the skin off his face and feeding it to his dogs. The guy survives and goes for revenge. That's the entire like story, or that's the entire.
Oh, and that's like it's like then he becomes Francis Dollar-Eyed or something like that.
No, that was the prequel. This is Mason Verger. He's the guy that tries to like have like.
But didn't he get his brain cut out or something in the movie?
No, that's another guy. That's Ray Liotta.
Oh, okay.
That's
I never
a different
watched
guy.
The movie of that. I only saw Silence of the Lambs. I don't really like that kind of really gory, like weird, fucked up, like mutilated horror stuff. It's not my bag.
It's definitely
so.
Trash. But it was really. Like it was pretty well done trash. I read all that stuff. Yeah. It was pretty good.
I remember, like, Francis Dollarize. That's now, like, Javier Milei. But, like, we'll talk about that later.
Hector, you're
like, our economy is changing.
Argentina is changing.
we'll talk about that in a little bit. But, yeah.
Do you?
Yes, well, we can talk about it now unless someone has something else.
You're a great leader. I see. I have to tell everybody. It's like,
I won't tell everyone you're moving the embassy, I promise. I won't tell anyone.
I haven't seen your face.
Jerusalem. The location of the embassy is changing. It's moving to Jerusalem.
I almost boofed my coffee right there.
Sorry.
Almost came out my nose. That was good. The
yeah,
location of the
call
embassy is
Javier
changing.
Javier Milei now on his Francis Dollarize.
Oh, Dollarize, yeah. Very good. Oh, my God.
That's his whole thing, is dollarizing. Like, he literally is out there holding, like, a huge American dollar bill as part of his campaign. That's what he was. And Israeli flag. This guy has, like, two fucking campaign symbols. One is, like, the Jew flag, and the other is a dollar bill. It's like...
Well, this movement died in Brazil, right? Like, they tried... What was his name there? That the other Jewish faggot they had down there? He's
out,
right?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Bolsonaro.
Bolsonaro. Like, Bolsonaro's done, right? Like, didn't that get pushed out?
Yeah, he was done. They tried to do a January 6th. Except this time it was, like, legitimately, like, a CIA-inspired January 6th in, like, Brasilia. Where they stormed like the parliament or something like that. It was exactly. It was funny because the Brazil storming of the parliament building It was the exact type of people. It was like Brazilian, literally like Brazilian boomers.
Brazilian boomer cons. There you go.
Like, yeah, Brazilian boomer cons. And like, yeah. And see, the thing is, Jair Bolsonaro was like not nearly even as bad as Milei, though, because he was actually, Milei is not actually a populist. Like, that's the other problem. He's not. Like,
he's just a Randian.
His economic theory.
He's like
is
a Randroid.
Really,
yeah, he's a Randroid.
Yeah. Yeah.
He wants to like make the world safe for Francisco D'Anconia's copper mines.
Right, that, you right, know, right.
That boomer,
and he's going to shoot protesters yeah, in shoot the protesters. Street over that. Yeah, he's going to shoot them.
The almighty but, dollar. Oh, we should read some fucking D'Anconia speeches. Francisco,
oh my God,
Francisco
like
D'Anconia
dollar. Long, so.
Francisco D'Anconia dollar hide. Dollarize. Money is the root of all
Francisco
good.
Dollarize.
Oh
this
man, my copy
fucking
of,
show title.
My copy is fucking of fucking Atlas Shrugged is all the way upstairs. I can't even go get it and try to pick out a good piece. Oh, I remember.
Well, it's so long, like trying to get to the point of it. It's just like, and also all the speeches by these characters, it's just like, oh my God, this shit is interminable.
Well, that speech like blew my mind the first time I read it. I was like, wow, this guy, it's true. Oh,
the D'Anconia speech?
Yeah, towards the beginning of the book where he's like justifying being a.
We could have like, who is John Bolt? He's like, he's just always mad about like Ukraine.
Bolt.
Like,
John Bolt.
He does like a 3-hour speech about how he's fucking pissed off about the Ukraine war. Instead John
Galt's,
Bolt.
Instead of Galt Gulch, he lives in like Bolt Intermarium.
John Bolt.
Bolt Intermarium. Between the seas. It's like, it's not really like the fact that you're stuck between two seas isn't what should be, concerning you. It's like you're stuck between Russia and NATO.
That's yeah, you're between. Stuck between Russia and Germany, and frankly, like,
you're like stuck between two powers that are going to one or the other is going to rule over everything you do. So choose wisely.
Basically, yeah. And it would have been Germany if not for, frankly,
well,
NATO.
Germany is NATO.
Not for America.
Germany is Jewish.
It would have been Germany.
Jewish.
It would have been natural. Yeah.
Jewish. So.
I mean, I understand being angry about that, but it's like, but that's no reason to side with the people that destroyed Germany. Like, you know, so anyway.
Barry Weiss is saying silly shit. Let's just watch it.
Oh, God. Okay. Barry. Hi, Barry.
Barry, what do you think?
Barry Weiss
upset
is like
today?
One of the least impressive people. She's just a chubby, like, midwit Jewish broad. Like, why does she have any influence?
Because she's always talking about anti-Semitism. And we're going to give an interpretive dance about anti-Semitism now.
When anti-Semitism moves from the shameful fringe into the public square, it is not about Jews.
No, I think
wow.
It is.
That's about, yeah, wow, my mind, is blown. My mind is blown here. This is a fucking big brain take. So it's not about. So what I'm anti-Semitic.
She's never said anything.
It's not about Jews, though? So it's not about.
It's about
Jews?
Like civilization.
What's it about? Yeah, that's what she's going to say.
It is never
say.
About yeah. Jews. It is about everyone else.
Yeah, that's pretty standard right. Jewish. Wait, it's like, wait, whoa, on, we're on. Not the problem
literally,
here. Everybody else is. Everybody else is wrong, not us.
Wait, hold on. It's like, wait. Literally, hey, everybody else is the problem, never us.
It's
they
not
always
us.
Do this.
Yeah.
They always do this. Yet everyone understands that, like, a person who's constantly saying everyone else is the problem is the one who's actually really the problem. This is like an old trope. Like, yeah, oh, I went out on 20 dates. What's wrong with women? I lost 20 jobs. I hate these fucking bosses. You know, it's like, yeah, no, it's you. You're the issue, right?
Else.
So, like, yeah.
It is about the society or the culture or the country where it is being allowed to proliferate. Anti-Semitism.
She keeps making a lot of mouth noises.
Wait, allowed? Why is that? Why should the cultures, countries, and societies give a shit if people don't like you? You don't give a shit.
Well,
what if everybody was like thirsting for like
well,
Palestinian blood? Like,
well,
would that be a problem with everyone else?
Well, what's
no.
What's collapsing is like your ability to keep these people in line with your pretend
right,
culture
right,
that you've
right.
set up in these countries
right.
to pretend that it's ours. Like, that's actually yours.
Because this is some kind of like rhetorical idea. It's like what happens is
I want to hear a listener tongue
you know,
somewhere.
Why should people give a shit about this though?
Do you hear this?
Anti.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait. There's a lot of like lip smacking going on.
They don't
like,
have a.
Yeah.
I hope that makes it through the, like the MP3 encoding when I do it because it's like, because that's not static
gotta,
on the mic.
Like,
that's
gotta,
her
like,
fucking,
that.
That's like, her fucking tongue rolling around in her fucking big stupid Jew mouth, and fucking big mouth. Yeah, I can't even do it because I have a gate set on my mic.
Great.
I hope that they don't just, yeah, that by the time you compress this, it's not just like...
Just like fucking background noise. But where's my other...
It's not just like, it's not just like nothing, like silence, and then we just like die laughing. It's no, she's doing a lip lick and a lip smack. Right, right. We should like insert that while she's doing
oh
it.
Oh, God, now we're inserting things in the Barry Weiss. Great, this is what we
oh,
need.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, insert it into her mouth while...
And...
I can't stop it.
I want to like isolate that now.
To proliferate. And
proliferate, then it just sounds like a bunch of sticky things being pulled apart. Somebody get her a glass of water. Somebody divert the Jordanian River so she can get a drink. Can you like illegally illegally change the course of water across the desert so this poor Jew can cleanse her fucking palate?
And
God, why is she wearing Jeffrey Dahmer glasses? Like, isn't she supposed to be cute? Isn't she trying to be like, what are you doing, woman?
She's not cute. Never has been.
Well, she did that, like, she did that one photo spread where she was all fucking, like, dolled up. I thought that was what she was trying to get away with, but she just...
Well, she has lost some weight. She used to be fatter than this, so...
Well, I'm going to try to listen to what else she says here.
Great. Anti-Semitism is a warning system. It is a sign that the society itself is breaking down, that it is dying.
Dying?
Wait, so all of the manifold indicators of a declining civilization, it's anti-Semitism. That's the key
anti-Semitism
indicator.
Is
people,
well,
of all
yeah.
the things.
That's the stuff. Absolutely, like open air fucking like murder parks. In American
matter.
Cities,
no,
or
no,
the
like this is the thing. Like everybody should be angry when Jews say things like this. Everyone should hate them even more. Like this kind of thing should this level of like lunatic like what seems to normal people. This is going to look like it's some kind of like narcissism. And the thing that's so annoying about this is that this I've heard this line before. Conservatives talk about this all the time, and it's not, there's no real profound insight to this. There's no real sort of actually like observation about a dying civilization. It's a made up thing that Jews just pay people to say. Jews say themselves, and they pay people to say, to make it seem like you're making some kind of profound statement about civilization and how civilization works and how societies hold together and social cohesion, all this stuff, and how like, okay, this is like this warning sign. And it's like, no, it's not. It's literally just Jews not wanting to get called out on their bullshit and inventing stupid like pseudo intellectual crap. I mean, she's talking to the Federalist Society here. So this is exactly what's going on. She's delivering the message to a bunch of, I mean, first of all, the Federalist Society is probably completely controlled by kikes, as every fucking conservative think tank is. So she's just there, like giving them. This is the talking point. I expect to see like 10 editorials in major newspapers saying this in like the next.
But like,
few
can
weeks.
We just can we just make a list of actual signs that a culture and society is dying? I want make our list, and then like let's trace every one of these things back to like Jewish rule.
Yeah, I would say that's like, the number one is like Jews are in charge of it. Wow, look, all kinds of weird. Like economic shit, like usury was rampant. Like wealth.
The Sackler family
is increasing.
The Sackler family,
drug
like
use,
like the Sackler
despair,
family, like just dumping, crime. Just dumping opioids all over the country, and then completely escaping. Forget prosecution, escaping like civil penalties, and openly flaunting, openly just like signing off like their wealth to other people. Or to other, I don't even think to other people, to other legal entities, and having the courts like, oh yeah, that's not, you're not trying to avoid like forfeiting that stuff in a judgment. That's we'll allow that. We'll allow that. And then
let's look at the signs of actually Jews running a country. So the first one would be massive usury is allowed on a massive scale. The economy is entirely financialized. Money flows upwards to the top, like wealth disparity increases.
Right.
You have immigration,
you are
racial
here.
Breakdown, like wages, you know, constantly under attack through constant bringing in of new workers. like moral standards are collapsing, homosexuality, mm-hmm. pedophilia, sexualization of children, like people in society being pitted against each other constantly, war, what else? Like this, all of these things are go part and parcel with Jewish rule. It's all part of the package. It's everything that they do.
Or so, being told that like diversity, like everyone being told that diversity is a strength, except there's one group that's supposed to like sacrifice everything to that.
Yeah.
But everyone else is supposed to unite against them. Like that's, that's
well, you're
right
just
here.
Not even supposed to connect the dots that Israel isn't diverse, because then remember Jews get a free pass. I mean, Ron DeSantis, even had to say recently what someone asked him a question sort of along these lines, and he said the issue is like Israel. He basically said Israel is a special country that doesn't have to abide by everyone else's rules, and the reason, and he gave some like crazy like religious justification for that, and I'm like, all right, like
perfect,
you know. Sounds there are great. People that don't believe in that stupid shit, Ron DeSantis, even most Christians, so like you giving like some lunatic Schofield Bible like fucking justification for Israel. And then he says something like, you know, that the Western civilization began in Israel in the ancient world. And I'm like, no, it didn't. It objectively did not. It began, if you really want to talk about that, it began in fucking Greece.
Right.
It began in Greece. It didn't begin. And in fact, Christianity began in Greece as well. So it all comes from Greece. Right, like Christianity was.
We're all getting
the Gospels are written in Greek, not Hebrew. The Jews tried to kill Jesus. The Greeks are the first ones that embraced him. So you can just shut the fuck up about that too. So no, it did not begin in Israel. In fact, Israel was just a lunatic, genocidal state back then, just like it is now. Back then, everybody else wanted to kill it, just like now. Same thing.
Let's keep going, Barry.
It is a symptom of a much deeper crisis, one that explains how, in the span of a little over 20 years since September 11th, educated people now respond to an act of savagery, not with a defense of civilization.
Still listening to this version of the Daily Shoah? Still haven't subscribed? Please, go over to therightstuff.biz/paywall, grab a subscription, and you won't be interrupted with these sales pitches ever again.
But with a defense of barbarism.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything. Like, none of that means anything, Barry. See, these abstract, stupid categories that you're putting things into don't reflect reality. And that's why,
it's trying to sidestep the reality of, like, oh, over the last 20 years, people have started noticing again that we're actually the problem here.
Well, barbarians. Like,
and it's actually,
there's nothing more barbaric than what Jews are doing. Like, what are you talking about? Like, So this whole like civilization barbarism, it's all this bullshit. This is the same shit that drove me crazy after 9/11, all this like clash of civilization stuff, and like and it's like you would think actually Jews, who ordinarily tell you like not to pigeonhole people and stuff, they're putting these things into like categories. Like, why should I put Israel in the category of civilization? Why? Also, that's not the issue. Like, civilization versus barbarism isn't the issue. They love to do this. And the reason they do this shit is it makes conservatives, who are actually really stupid, feel like they're smart for saying these things. They give conservatives dumb talking points like civilization versus barbarism, Western civilization, like all this stuff, versus like these barbarians at the gate.
It gives me ammunition for empty bloviation. I'm part of the civilized. I'm not like one of those Muslims, those camel fuckers.
But then they're like, but you also then have to open. They say like barbarians are at the gate, but also open your gates.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, but see, if they're really barbarians, why should we do that? And they're like, oh no, they're not all. What you need to do is get the good ones into your country. And then, like, the bad ones, it's like, but what's the difference? Well, like, don't ask questions. Essentially what it comes down to. And so they're just playing this game of, like, civilization, barbarism. No, but, like, Israel's not a civilized country. Israel is not a civilized country. Frankly, Israel is, like, the most fucked up, weird society where, like, in a little tiny state that's, like, the size of New Jersey, if not smaller, you could drive in the less than a few hours from a place where you have like gay fucking disco dance parties of the most degenerate kind, with lots of people like popping open ampules and like having butt sex with each other. You could then drive a few miles and you have like a bunch of inbred religious lunatics living in a shipping container on a hill, like shooting at anybody that comes near them. You know, like it's like the most crazy society. It couldn't possibly last on its own. Like they would tear that society would collapse internally completely from its own incoherence if not for massive subsidy from the United States. If not for massive economic and military subsidy from the United States, that weird ass, like lunatic, crazy, nonsensical society that they have in Israel, where you go from literally in the span of a few miles, you have like a bunch of people like on all kinds of crazy psychedelic drugs dancing in the desert to a bunch of kids like inbred fucking snaggletooth like troglodytes like on, in a shipping container killing any Arab that comes near them. Like that is legitimately like you could go for a walk in Israel and see both of those things within the course of an hour. And like so it doesn't make any sense. It's a crazy fucking insane lunatic asylum of a country. And it shouldn't exist. It has no business existing. And anti-Semitism is a civilizational self-defense mechanism. It's a fucking civilizational antibody to this fucking virus that these people are. Like, you are a virus, Barry Weiss. You are a civilizational virus. You and your fucking people are a bacteria. You're an amoeba. You're a brain amoeba in Western civilization, and you need to be ejected. And fucking Nazism is the antibiotic.
It's quite literally you're an invader.
Yes, you are an invasive infection. You're like a boil on the ass of our fucking actual grand civilization that our race has created.
A parasite.
You need to go. You need to be blanched. All the pus can flow out. I'm tired of these fucking people and this dumb shit. And the way you fucking talk to these dumbass conservatives is one of the most annoying things. At least on the left, Jews talk about real things. Like they just this is just made up. I mean, this is made up shit. It's not real. None of this stuff that they talk about is real. It's just abstract categories and meaninglessness that make midwits think it's smart. It's fucking enraging to me.
It's really depressing how conservatives eat this stuff up.
It up because it's better than thinking.
I had a video I put in the chat. I wanted to like get in the time machine and go back in the early 1990s and discuss George Bush.
Something happened to your mic, dude.
The Gulf War and Jewish reactions.
Can you fix your microphone?
Yeah. Can you change your mic input?
I don't know what just happened.
I had a microphone once. Yeah, sounds like it. Anyway,
it was like,
yeah.
I want to talk about George W. Bush.
Oh no!
Okay, now you're back. There you go. sorry. All right, you're back. That sounds good now. What were you saying?
I got to replace my cable.
You wanted to talk about the George H.W. Bush. Like he didn't even say no to Israel. He said, "Can you wait 90 days, please?" And they're like, "No!" And they tore down his career. I have that somewhere.
He did say no to them on firing missiles back at Iraq.
Oh, okay.
He did do that.
Yeah, for their own good.
Right. Which was literally like, could you just not behave like fucking idiots for 2 seconds?
No, impossible. Fucking impossible.
Uh-oh, we lost him.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I mean, I'm right here. I'm looking for the book. It has that story in there.
Oh, well,
I'm here.
You can kind of see where things are going. The video kind of points in that direction.
Oh, you have a video? I'm sorry.
There's a video. It's going to be in the chat above cyanide antidotes.
I assumed you were just going to speak at length on the subject. Okay, yeah, here's a video. Oh, that's good. It's like a three-minute quick hit video. Good. Very good. 3-minute video. We could keep everyone's attention. Got some nice graphics in there. A little globe, a little three-dimensional orange bar there. I'm impressed. Let's see what we got here.
Mm.
Okay. All right.
Daily DOS.
Do I have my YouTube tab?
Who's Jeff Smith? Is he like a leftist?
No, it's not muted. Are you telling me there's just no sound on this?
Have kept.
Okay, there goes. There's no sound in the intro. Okay. It's always unfortunate when there's like, you need some sound in here on your introduction so that
like
I know that my shit's
working.
Like
most American presidents of the modern era, George H.W. Bush was tested by upheavals in the Middle East.
America and the world drew a line in the sand, and tonight, America and the world have kept their word.
Soon after Iraq invaded Kuwait in 1990, Bush put together a multinational coalition, including even Arab countries, determined to liberate Kuwait. After war broke out in January 1991, Iraq's dictator Saddam Hussein launched Scud missiles at Israel,
based,
causing damage, spreading fear,
based,
and blamed for at least one death. Israel's military only strategy one? Would Sad. Always say retaliate. But Prime Minister Yitzhak Shamir agreed reluctantly to requests by President Bush not to strike back, because that could disrupt the U.S.-led...
Was that an Israeli PM with a Hitler mustache? Is that what I'm looking at right there? Is that for
real? Yeah, looks like it.
The diplomat. That is a Hitler mustache.
Because yeah. that could disrupt the U.S.-led coalition as it defeated the Iraqis. After the war, the U.S.-Israel alliance was marked by misunderstandings. Shamir thought Bush should be grateful for Israel's restraint.
God, it's always like this with these people.
Yeah, right?
I won that war by not fighting. You should be thanking me.
No, no favor to these people goes unpunished. It's literally never.
Who should be thankful that we didn't fire missiles and kill your own troops while you're fighting a war in our interests?
Right.
So the Israelis confidently asked the U.S. government to provide loan guarantees so that $10 billion could be borrowed by Israel to pay for bringing in and absorbing millions of new citizens from the Soviet Union as that superpower was falling apart. Bush, though very sympathetic...
I'd say let our people go.
So...
Jesus this was Christ. A massive just, fucking thing.
Just yeah. think about this, though. So there's a war in Kuwait... United States slips in there, pushes Iraq out. Israel wanted to fucking fire some missiles off. The United States had to tell them, no, don't fire your missiles. And Israel's like, okay, well, give us $10 billion so that we can settle refugees.
This $10 billion to settle the Soviet Jews was a massive thing. It was that, but it was about, like, because in this book, well, which well, I the loan you get, mentioned this. I
yeah, that's the book I was
like
looking for, Jewish Power, Goldberg. Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
That is what the whole first chapter is about. And he doesn't even mention the missiles to Kuwait.
No, he doesn't. I didn't know about
Iraq.
That.
He doesn't
I didn't
even mention that. That was just another wrinkle.
He mentions
it just
this
sounds
campaign.
Like another pressure point that the Jews were using. Like, oh, because remember when he said no, because he's like, I'm actually trying to work out a peace. I'm actually trying to work out a treaty with the Arab countries. That is in like the overwhelming and frankly unfair advantage to Israel, right? And like you're not letting me do it. It's crazy. It's fucking lunatic. Even J.J. Goldberg's book is like slanted because he's Jewish, so yeah. He still doesn't really get the idea of ever looking at this from the right perspective. But yeah,
yeah.
Bush, though very sympathetic towards Soviet Jews, and he also had helped Ethiopian Jews get to Israel. Saw an opportunity
no,
to
we don't
demand
want that as much.
Two concessions, that Israel stop building settlements in the West Bank and that Israel agree to attend a Middle East peace conference where Palestinian negotiators would take part. That did happen in Madrid.
This has all worked out so well. Shamir.
Madrid, Spain, a breakthrough as Syria, Jordan, and Lebanon also sat with Israelis. But resenting Bush's pressure on Israel, American Jewish organizations, including AIPAC, organized a lobbying day at the Capitol.
And there's Newt Gingrich right there, the Republican Party playing the same role they always play. There was Newt Gingrich with the kikes putting like, we don't want anything bad. Who's that other guy on the right?
I can't tell who that is. Is it George Will?
I know who that guy is.
Is it David Letterman? I can't tell who that is.
No. It's like that guy's also not a non-Jewish Republican politician who
organized
I
organized a lobbying day at the Capitol, and Bush in the White House decided to confront the pro-Israel lobby more bluntly than other.
So they get to organize. We've known this before. They get to organize a lobbying day. Just the entire Jewish interest shows up in Washington, and they don't call it a riot. They don't say it's an insurrection. They don't say that it's – they don't pretend that there's like a violent shitstorm happening. It's just like they just receive these people and listen to what they have to say and change policy over it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We can't do that. If you go and you try to organize your special interest lobby to go to Washington, it's like, can we shut this down? How hard can we shut this down? Or best case scenario, like how long do we have to endure their presence before we get back to not doing what these people are asking us because we're Washington? Not so with Jewish Power.
Presidents had done.
Well, I was heard today there were something like 1,000 lobbyists on the Hill working the other side of the question. We got one lonely little guy down here doing it.
The image he tried to create, the President of the United States overwhelmed by American citizens giving their views at the Capitol.
It's a little bit, it tastes kind of different than that.
Overwhelmed by American citizens giving their views at the Capitol was quite a surprise, and political pundits agree that it lost Bush and other Republicans a lot of support from American Jewish voters.
You mean
it's not the voters that matter?
Jewish donors.
He lost. You mean Jews that literally controlled the media and the party system, and then the donor system, the lobbying system. That's who it lost.
And then suddenly that gave way to the first like third party election campaign.
Yeah, suddenly we have a very successful third party candidate. Wow, how that happened?
What was the last one? Teddy, like in the Teddy Roosevelt era.
And remember, like Ross Perot was only he was rich.
Yeah.
Okay, he was rich, but. He was allowed by the networks to buy time on their channels in order to promote his candidacy.
I remember I watched one of them.
All kinds of media coverage. Now, when I was a little kid, I didn't understand this. I thought, oh, yeah, there's just someone who's not a Democrat or Republican running for president. That's interesting. And of course, they're covering him because that's something you'd cover. The news would do that. But that's not how it works at all.
No.
They gave Ross Perot all the time that they could. They gave him free coverage, earned coverage, and they let him pay for time on the networks. They didn't have to do any of those things. They could have just chosen not to do it, and he would have been another crank candidate.
Yeah.
But they let him do it in order to get back at George W. Bush.
For this.
One little slight.
And it allowed him to be defeated by, it was a plurality, I think Clinton.
Yeah, Bill Clinton only got 40% of the vote.
42, 44. I think his second election was 46. I think it was plurality both times. I could be wrong, but.
No, Bill Clinton in the second election just killed it.
They brought back what's-his-face for a second time around, or at least people were still voting for him. I mean, it was single digits.
I think Ralph Nader might have run, but like Bill Clinton beat Bob Dole, like very badly in '96. Yeah,
let's finish this here.
I remember that. That was the first election where I could have voted but didn't.
In fact, although other presidents since then have recommended that Israel rein in the settlement construction, it was George H.W. Bush who appreciated Israel in many ways but strongly felt that adding more settlements in land.
Hey, you're still listening to only half the show? Get behind the paywall and get the rest of the story. Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall and choose the subscription model that works best for you. And don't forget, every Tuesday evening, there is an Odyssey stream where Seven Sun will take your donations through a credit card or a debit card in exchange for a subscription. You have no idea how much content you're missing. Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall and let's fix that.
He believed should be a Palestinian state was a mistake. Dan Ravine.
Mistake?
It's not a mistake.
Not a mistake.
I've heard this.
I accidentally settled all
this
land.
I built a town here on land that doesn't belong to me.
Washington.
Whoops. Oh, whoops. I actually slipped and I built a bunch of luxury condos for fucking lunatic kike fucking crazy religious zealots.
I accidentally bulldozed your house and built my own. Or I accidentally just moved into your house. It's mine now.
Yeah, right? Oh, dude, I have some shit. Let me see if I can find it. It's going to take a second, but this is some shit that will beyond.
You know what
like,
I want to do? Hold on. Oh, this is a very paltry. There's only 8 comments. This has got. Oh, this only got 22. All right, what's going on here? This account has 455,000 subscribers. This video is from 4 years ago. It has 2,200 views and 8 comments, one of which is from the channel itself. The most even-handed in it. President in America has ever had with regard to the Arab-Israeli question by a long shot. Hey, at least he was able to do one good deed.
Even that is kind of, frankly, a myth. It's not really actually.
It was nice to see It was nice to see the lonely little guy lose the presidential election 1 year later. There you go.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of, if you think about it too, it's kind of interesting. A guy who presided over a very successful military operation lost his bid for re-election.
Yeah, the only president that actually won a war since World War II, right? And the reason he won the war is because they actually, this might be another thing the Jews were mad at, they actually kept the goal of the war limited and achievable. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Which was just making Saddam Hussein leave Kuwait. Now, after that happened, they did do like the highway of death and all that crazy stuff, right? Where they just, because the purpose of it, as I've always maintained, the purpose of that war was, one, they told Saddam he could do it. Okay, that's true. April Glaspie, who was actually then, was one of the last what they called Arabists in the State Department, meaning she generally was sympathetic to an Arab point of view. She was the ambassador to Iraq, and she had sort of told Saddam, like, yeah, you know, if you want to settle this little border issue you have with oil drilling in Kuwait, you can do that. But the goal, in any case, the goal of the operation was simply to get the Iraqi army out of Kuwait. That's an achievable goal. It was easily achieved. And then what they did was they proceeded to bomb the entire Iraqi army after they had surrendered and were retreating back to Iraq. And the reason for this was they wanted to make sure all those 3,000 some odd tanks, 400 some odd military jets, and all the other gear that Saddam had, like his Scud missiles, his all of his, the biggest army. He actually had a larger, in terms of equipment, larger military than Israel did. And he was a belligerent with Israel, still technically still at war since 1967, or even since 1948, technically at war with Israel with the biggest army. And they wanted to just destroy his army. And now there were Jews that wanted to go further than that and actually replace his government with a Israel-friendly government and a Shiite government that would be a belligerent with Iran and would be like a counterweight to Iran in the region. That didn't happen. Another thing they were mad at George W. Bush about, but you would think from the perspective of the American public, okay, all of this stuff was behind the scenes or hidden or wasn't made clear. From the perspective of the average American voter, that was a limited and successful military engagement. And we were the good guys. This guy invaded another country. We went in and we made him get out, and then we went home. Right? Like, that's the story the American people were told. You would think this would make people wildly like wave the American flag and be like, yeah, we did it. We did it, team. And we did the good thing. We're the good guys. And we, didn't stay and create a huge debacle. Of course, that was never true. We did stay. We had permanent, all those bases established at the time in Saudi Arabia, all the American bases established at that time in Saudi, they're still there. The base established in Qatar is still there. Qatar Center is still there. Qatar, you know? Yes. Qatar Center is still there. So, yeah, all that shit is still there. Now, if you guys want to see something, how much time do we have? Okay. Maybe we can do
another 15 now. Minutes.
If you want to see something that is going to rustle your jimmies beyond, watch this video. I'm sending it to you right now. It's on Mega, of course, because that's just how I do. This is a video I saw shared on Telegram yesterday. I'm not sure when it's from, but it's definitely from sometime in the last few decades. It's a Louis Theroux video, actually. This is our buddy Louis Theroux. He's going out to a Jew. Well, you'll see where he is. I don't even need to introduce it, but he's the host of this.
Okay.
The winemaker who I'd first met when he was putting out flames on the hillside.
This is the vineyards, what you see here. These are the vineyards.
He'd offered to show me his vineyard and the army of volunteers he had working there. A coachload of devout Christians, almost all of them from America. Deep in the occupied territories and within sight of a Palestinian town, tourists were working land that the international community, the U.S. included, viewed as illegal.
So we have a Jew winemaker who's attracting American Christians to come to his land and work it for free.
A Jew on an illegal settlement in the West Bank has a vineyard, and American, dumbass American Christian Zionists are going and working the land for free.
It's like an apple picking trip. It's like I'm doing agricultural work as a family activity.
Yeah, it's one of the most, like, if these people were fucking strafed by Palestinian gunmen, I wouldn't care. I would cheer.
But keep shalom, it. Martin. Shalom,
Martin.
Your name, sir?
Martin.
I'm Louis.
Louis, I'm from Denver, Colorado. This is my third time here.
How long are you out here for?
I came for a month.
You came for a whole month? Is it a vacation, or what is it? You're not getting paid to work.
No, this is a labor of love for the nation of Israel and for the people here to see that they prosper in the West Bank and help them fulfill the prophetic calling that's on this land.
Now I'm starving.
Why do you feel it's important for you to be here?
talks about acting out the love that we have. The Bible talks about not just loving in word, but also in deed and in actions. And so when you pick a vine and...
About loving N-words? What did she say? Not about loving N-words.
They just, I guarantee you these people love N-words too.
And a cluster of grapes, and you get to hold them in your hands. It's like you're part of prophecy. You're part of scripture. You're part of the promises that God has made.
You mean the promises God made with, like, the people that, like, that slaughtered your fucking savior and, like, hung him out to dry for a few days? Like those people,
yeah.
Like, so it's amazing to be part of scripture. It's really cool to be like teamed up with the bad guys from the scripture that I love so much because right,
remember,
I'm an American
remember,
idiot.
In the Jewish part of the Bible, they talk about how Jews are prophesied to have vineyards that they don't own and that they won't have to work.
Yeah.
So in a way, this is a fulfillment of that prophecy.
Prophecy of Shabbos.
Like what's happening here? But I'm like, see, here's my thing: is I think somebody who writes a prophecy like that is a piece of shit.
Yeah, like you shouldn't.
And they should have their vineyard burned down.
Well, what if like when you're not genetically or spiritually connected to that prophecy at all because you're
right.
I mean,
what if you're like the chump? You're the chump in that prophecy. You're the guy that the guy who has the vineyard. Like these kikes are laughing at these people, and you see it in this video. The Jews that own this shit are like cracking up at the dumbness of these idiots.
Is there a book of Mark? Is there a fucking Mark? Get it?
Yeah, yes, yes.
Gospel
the
of
book
Mark.
Of Mark. These people are fucking marked. And you'll see these Jews are like dying laughing at these idiots.
Why wouldn't you?
It's like, yeah, I don't blame them. These are the biggest chumps in fucking history. Mm. And like I said, if Palestinians like blew this place up, I would laugh. You would deserve
it. Good job! Woo! Awesome.
It's awesome. We just did slave labor for kikes.
Back at the winery.
It's not even just for kikes.
So
it's
like
for kikes
what is
involved in an illegal occupation of someone else's territory. It's like...
What's our pal Louie doing? Is he disapproving of this?
He's disapproving of this. Yeah, he's not a fan of this.
Why do you got to put me on the same side as this fucking asshole? This guy sucks.
This is one of the ways that Jews trick people, right wingers into taking the wrong side on this issue. Is like because a guy like Louis Theroux, who's like a piece of shit, telling like Eugene Terreblanche that like niggers can be boars. And like all this other shit that he does is like actually has like generally speaking the correct point of view on this. So it's like if your viewpoint is only reactive, then you'll take the wrong position. Like I don't what Louis Theroux thinks doesn't dictate what I think. Like, you know,
no.
I don't really give a shit if he makes the right call on 1 out of 10 things. So whatever.
Hoping to take his commitment to Israel even further by volunteering for its military.
This guy he wants to join the IDF. Could you imagine such a thing?
Is that allowed?
No. He's just touring, but he has his spirit with Israel.
You want to join the IDF?
See, that Jew is cracking up at this chump. That kike, that guy's, that's the actual
Jew. He's like, can you believe this faggot? Yeah.
Sure. Can you believe this fucking moron?
They're the chosen people, you know?
Who?
The Jews.
Yeah.
The Jewish people are the chosen people.
Chosen to, like, slaughter your savior? They were chosen to kill Jesus?
Butt-goy.
You've always believed that.
They were chosen to kill the son of your God.
Based on the Bible.
I want to actually back up and hear the whole conversation with this dumbass. This is the one that wants to join the Jew army.
All right. You have to stop.
Loud.
Because every time I move the thingy, it starts playing. I can't move around while it's paused.
No.
I got it. All right.
He's just touring, but he has his spirit with Israel.
You want to join the IDF?
Yep, sure.
Why?
They're the chosen people, you know?
Who?
The Jews.
Yeah.
The Jewish people are the chosen people.
You've always believed that based on the Bible?
Not always. It's kind of something I'm coming into.
Yeah.
Not always. It took them a while to brainwash me into this wrong position.
With the revelation you get being here. It's good stuff.
It's good stuff.
This is the Mount Blessing one.
Oh, God, is Tar Man in there? Brains. Goy Christian brains. Alex is not laughing. I'm making Return of the Living Dead jokes.
This is the Mount Blessing winery, and here we have now the 2000.
Why did you open it up, Freddy? Freddy opened it up.
What's in the crate? What's in the barrel?
Wrong movie.
That's the whole grape is in there. The skin and everything?
Skin, seed, everything. And here you see the grapes are now in fermentation.
Can I do that, what you just did?
No, you can't.
Why?
Because it's kosher. It's kosher wine. And kosher wine only.
So it's cheap, like fucking garbage that you wouldn't fucking.
Yeah, well, it's based on some dumb like. Now I think Louis is gonna catch this Jew in some stupid shit because he's like, "Why are you letting all these Gentiles touch the grapes if they can't do this?" Right. But anyway, yeah.
That's quite rude, isn't it?
Yes.
Right, because I'm unclean.
No, it's not because of that. It's because
I'm not ceremonially.
Yes, entitled. I'm not allowed to drink your wine.
But then what about those guys, those Christians? They're not kosher, are they?
They're allowed to bring, you saw like today, they bring in the grapes from the vineyard until the factory room of the winery. They're not allowed in.
How convenient.
Inside.
Do they mind?
No. They want to serve us.
Do you find it a bit strange that they want to, that the Americans...
To serve?
Want to come and serve you?
It was for me
strange. I am used to it by now.
Wait, hold on.
All right, I'm sorry.
They want to serve us.
Do you find it a bit strange that they want to, that the Americans...
To serve?
Want to come and serve you?
It was for me strange at the beginning, but I can understand it. Through this, they are redeeming themselves.
For them, it's deeply spiritual, isn't it?
Yes, I think so.
Do you think they also understand that it's political?
Less. They don't come on the political side.
So that Jew is completely aware that he's just exploiting these people.
Sure.
But why wouldn't you, from his perspective? I mean, Louis Theroux is kind of trying to maybe insert some, like, pangs of conscience in there about, like, exploiting fucking people with dumbass beliefs. Ooh. But the Jew is like, what do you think? The Jew is kind of like, what do you think we do here? Yeah, we basically tell people a bunch of dumbass shit. They believe it and they serve us. It's literally how we work. I mean, frankly, the thing is, we can make fun of these people particularly. But what's the difference between someone like them, and somebody that watches Fox News and decides that they want to side with Israel in terms of foreign policy? When someone that says, someone that watches a bunch of Fox News shit is like, yeah, I support Israel killing all the guys. Like, what's really the difference? You've done the same exact thing. You've consumed, frankly, a media product created by Jews, like the Scofield Bible, which is a media product created by Jews, or you've consumed some fucking degenerate news media created by Jews. You've been convinced of a stupid idea that's against your own interests that's in that media. You've gone and you've served them. It's no real difference. So, you know, frankly, any conservative or any person in America who consumes a product and then decides that they're going to go be a servant of kikes, you're a fucking chump. You're a chump. And you're the ultimate chump. And frankly, I have no fucking respect for you at all. And you should stop. You should get your head screwed on straight and fucking stop being a dumbass chump for people that are perfectly happy to laugh as your country is consumed by.
If you're hearing this, then you're only getting half the show. Did you know that therightstuff.biz is 100% listener funded? Thanks to this censorship machine, this project can only be sustained by listeners like you, by supporters like you. So why don't you get behind the paywall at therightstuff.biz/paywall? And show the powers that be that they can't silence the most silenced.
Crime and homosexuality and immigration and every other social disease that they create.
They don't care. They don't care as long as you keep stamping those checks out for Israel. That's all they give a shit about.
Yep.
Military and financial support from America. That's all
they are. It's worse than not caring. They create all these problems. They're the genesis of the problems. They are the ones that lobby for immigration. They're the ones behind the LGBT lobby. They're the ones behind, like, all the fucking black
power.
Well,
if they don't lobby for immigration, where are we going to put the Palestinians?
Mm. Right, where are we put the Palestinians, but also where are we going to get all the low-wage labor that our speculative income based on stock prices and stuff is dependent on to create the financialization of the economy and the movement of the money from the pockets of the goyim to the pockets of the Jews. Without the overly financialized economy based on low-wage labor brought in from the third world, where the fuck are we going to get all this money to fund all the bombs and missiles and settlements in Israel? You know, that's what it's all fucking about. Every single piece of this system is connected to create the state of Israel. That's the purpose of America. And frankly, Republicans will tell you the same thing if you ask them. Look at this. Here's another thing. check this one out. This one is another. This is another. This one's only a few seconds long. We can end on, you know, go to break on this one. Check this out. Look at this. I think this is the one.
Oh, this is the video. Two videos.
I had.
Okay.
Is this DeSantis? Yeah, this should DeSantis. Be the right one. There's another
Israel
video
is a
of Millet.
Special country.
Existence, but yeah. Israel is a special country because our entire civilization, Western civilization, was birthed in the Holy Land. We are based on the Judeo-Christian tradition. You would not have the United States of America if you did not have.
Oh.
Then it gets cut off there, but I'm assuming he said, I don't know who took this video, why they didn't leave the last fucking word there.
There's no, like, Judeo-Christian tradition is like a new.
It's made up. It's fake.
It's not made. It's not a tradition. It's a made up fucking. It's an argument for their domination over us. Like, there's no Judeo. Nothing about Christian is Judeo, unless like the pagan LARPers are right and your whole religion is just Jewish. Like, is it or isn't it? And there's no fucking Judeo Christian.
Right. So I had Borzoi do his thing where he looks at Google Trends and researches like the usage of words
somewhere.
And stuff. A while ago when we were discussing this, and I was like, I made a wager and I said, I will bet you he could probably dig up these graphs. I don't know where he put them. Like, he loves graphs. He keeps a folder of them someplace, I assume. But I remember I had mentioned it, and then I asked him, hey, I know you always do this research. Can you get this? Can you find this out for me? And it was like, I was saying, I'll bet you that the term Judeo-Christian did not come into wide usage until post-1945. And I was absolutely right. There had been a period. If I'm not mistaken, there had been a period in the late 19th century, which was when the Zionist movement began. In the late 19th century, around the 1880s is when the Zionist movement began. And it was mainly at that time focused on lobbying the British government. That was its main focus, was the British government. And that was mainly where you would have probably heard this term, Judeo-Christian, would have been in Britain at that time. Because they were the preeminent power at that time. America was still like mainly an agricultural exporter at that time. But and a rising industrial power and all that crap. But Britain was still the center of politics. So there was a burst there. And then after 1945, there was just – it went off the charts. It went like – and then like it then became into common usage. So Judeo-Christian is not a term that existed really before the 19th century. And it coincided exactly with the Zionist movement.
Yeah, it was just an obvious propaganda campaign.
Right.
It's obvious.
Right.
I don't know. It's just thinking back to that George W. Bush video. It's just it's amazing to see like that moment of transition where the United States became just fully controlled by the Israel lobby.
Yeah.
Yes, that's like, oftentimes
that was a big
cited
flex.
As a period when no other competing interest was allowed. And I don't actually, though, entirely agree with that, because I think what it was is that it's sort of like even that conflict, I believed, was sort of like, because my view is the Jews won in 1945, right? The Jews won in 1945.
Well, they kept it quiet. They kept it secret. Like, no one, you know.
Yeah.
Something like that in 1990 is sort of like a coming out party almost, or. It's sort of like they're poking their head out there. They probably didn't want to do that. Like, suddenly we're sort of revealing a heavy hand. To have the president say he's the lone little guy against 1,000, you know, lobbyists, like, that was a really bad look. You can hear in the you know, I'm assuming non-anti-Semitic commentary on that video that they didn't like that and they didn't want that, and that because that tells the public too much.
Well, a bad look for who, though? Was that a bad look from the perspective of the general public in America? No, they didn't give a shit.
Well,
it was
a bad
look from the perspective of Jews, yeah.
And they tell you what a bad look is, and you go, oh, I watch American TV, so I just believe that.
Yeah. Now, I think that, what was that? It said I-24? Was that Israel, Channel 24? Is that in Israel?
I don't know who put that
on. I wouldn't be surprised if some of that footage was from Israel.
Let me take a look. I closed it. Where is it? Daily Dose. What is this channel? I-24 News English. So I guess it must be.
Like most American presidents.
Shut up. Let me go to the fucking channel here. I-24 News International News Network. It says international. So,
yeah,
I mean,
that's
that just mean.
I-24 News is a Israeli
is it?
News outlet. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm looking at their website right now. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I-24 News TV.
i24news.tv
/Israel24.
Yep. 24.
Yeah, the
international
first, the top
news in English.
Is
it's an Israeli state.
Israel at war. Hey, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Live blog. Biden says hostage deal close. IDF returns fire after drone sent from Lebanon toward dot, dot, dot. Yeah, this is just all fucking Jew news.
Oh, it's all Israel.
Oh, my God. The day 45, death toll 1,200. Hostages 236. Wounded 8,730. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I like how there's a nice round number of the death toll. They don't. They still don't seem to be telling you exactly. You'd think by now they'd know exactly how many were killed, right?
6 million.
Right. Anyway. They know how many hostages there are. Then yeah. The hostages and wounded numbers seem credible, but 1,200 really.
All right. Interesting.
Anyway,
well, let's hop off here, have a little lunch, take a break, come back without a shit.
Yeehaw!
You are listening to the Daily Shower. As racist and sexist as they can be. We're gonna offend you, isn't it funny? La 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 la.
Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall for your subscription today.